the occupational therapist is trying to promote the participation of this child throughout the school day. So the question is, how are these attention issues impacting his participation? The occupational therapy practitioner might be offering strategies to try to calm the child or try to help him to attend and to focus. The therapist might be modifying the environment or an activity so the child can be more successful. For example, the therapist might recommend a different placement of his desk or a cushion for the child to sit on that might give him a little bit more sensory and motor input as he performs his schoolwork. Another possibility would be trying to infuse more physical activity throughout the school day. Perhaps this child needs more breaks during some academically challenging times within the classroom, so he has some opportunities to change his focus and kind of get his wiggles out so he can better attend to classroom instruction. Breaking down a task into its key components and offering classroom instruction in parts or with simple directions might help this child complete his assignments more successfully. An occupational therapist might be able to help to break down these tasks. The occupational therapy practitioner is an expert in assessing any school day activity and suggesting ways that work best for this child. For example, can he complete his assignment best from copying from the board, listening to the directions, or perhaps using adaptive paper and pencil to complete a task? The therapist is really an expert in breaking down the task into the parts that the child's being asked to do. We can ask the child to just do part of an activity that the teacher's asking him to complete. Would that help him be more successful? The occupational therapy practitioner may help to identify a different learning style for this child with the attention issues that might be better suited to him specifically. For example, the child might actually be more successful in completing a worksheet if he's standing rather than sitting at a desk. The occupational therapy practitioner is trying not just to help this individual student with the attention issues, but really supporting all the staff to understand how we can make this classroom more conducive to learning and to make things more conducive for this particular child to be able to complete his learning.